It's 88.5 KCSN. Happy to welcome Manchester Orchestra. Andy and Robert join us today. Welcome, guys.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's almost impossible to believe that it's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
That you guys have been making records. It seems like yesterday.
I agree.
How does it feel to you?
It's surprising to kind of hit that. Yeah, 10-year anniversary of the first album, and I mean, I guess since the inception of the band, it's been 13 years, which
wow.
is, I'm 30, so in a couple years now, it'll be, you know, half of my life and then more has been this band, and I started it, you know, right as I was finishing high school and college, so it's been all of the things for me, you know, as I've grown and try and, you know, become a better human being, the band's always been right there, so it's a pretty cool, you know, point of reference for the journey so far.
Let's go back to in high school, mm-hmm. forming a band was a serious purpose. It was a commitment, obviously,
yep.
right?
Yep, it was.
What gave you the sense of drive and the sense of purpose that said, you know what, I'm really going to do this?
I think I so enjoyed it more than everything else that was happening at the time, you know, in sports and school and even friends really were not that interesting.
People,
to me
and all that thing.
Exactly, parents. And I just loved it. I loved diving deep into music and trying to explore, you know, albums and bands. I was always fascinated with catalogs of music and these, you know, I was that guy who was digging deep into the credits page and figuring out how all of this was made. And then, you know, when you make your first kind of quote unquote professional recording, it's so exciting and you just can't believe it. And I remember the first time it was, you know, we had double digit songs. We had 10 songs for the first time. And that was a huge, you know, achievement. And that little spark and that curiosity and hunger has just gotten larger and larger as the years have gone by. And so it's harder and harder to make records and to be inventive and to inspire ourselves. But I'm even more so dedicated now, you know, than I was then about continuing to try and crack the code.
Ceiling. Well, I don't think I love you anymore. That gold mine changed you. You don't have to hold me anymore. Our cave's collapsing. Well, I don't want to be me anymore. My old man told me you don't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment down. 40 miles out of East Illinois from my old man's heart attack. And I believe you were crazy. And you believe that you love me. Here anymore, the Black Hills, the collie, it wasn't really dangerous for us. We just catch you coughing. What the hell are we gonna do? The black mile to the surface. Well, I don't wanna be here anymore. It all tastes like poison. You can't open your eyes for a while, you just breathe that moment. 40 miles out of homestead, and I'm trying to translate you again. And I believe you are crazy. You believe that you love me.
When we talk about A Black Mile to the Surface, the new album, you have been a band since day one that were always trying to reinvent yourself. The exploration, mm-hmm. you know, the deep dive into discographies of artists and stuff shows you the search is on.
No doubt.
This record, to paraphrase a prospector's term, you were literally and figuratively prospecting for, pardon the pun, the gold. Mm-hmm. You worked with different producers, you know, clearly you understood, how do we move this thing forward? How do we not repeat ourselves but maintain our integrity? Talked about how you went through the process of, we'll work with this person, we'll try this person, we'll try that person.
I think when I finally found the vision for the record in my head of like what it needs to be in my brain, I remember going to Robert and being like, it simply needs to be the greatest album of all time. So that's what we're going to aim for.
Oh, well, that.
And, you know, I don't think we landed it, but it's a good place to shoot. But I think once we realized, you know, we worked on this film score for 13 months in 2016 for this movie, Swiss Army Man, where all we were able to use were our voices, me and Rob. And so there were just hundreds of voices stacked on top of each other and like really science experiment type stuff, trying to create this genre of music that wasn't out there for this movie. And so spending that much time on it and really diving deep in, banging our heads against the wall, opened up the idea for us of, okay, we need to spend this much time and effort trying to get to the bottom of, you know, this next Manchester record. And how do we take all the things that we love and take them away from us, you know, really huge walls of guitars, you know, well, what are other sounds now that we can find? And yeah, then it was just like searching for keyboards and recording, you know, field recordings of things and running them through pedals and really just making it a point to throw out any rules that we had for ourselves. And our only, you know, our rule was if we need to be jumping up and down over every song, and it took us like 4 months to get there with one song, and when we finally got there, it was like, oh man, well, it's possible now, so we just have to do it 10 more times.
Wow. At that rate, you know, you're not going to birth a lot of songs.
I know.
You may have to pick up the pace a little, guys, or it'll be 10 years before the next record.
I know.
The lights were low enough, you guessed. You swapped your conscience with your father's medication. Limp from Rome to Lawrenceville. And on the way, wrote out a self-made declaration. When you got to Pleasant Hill, you forced the traffic to erase your family demons. Made a pact with you and God. If you don't move, I swear to you, I'm gonna make you. Do you need first officer arrived. It happened to be the high school bully of your brother. When you finally recognized, you felt some guilt that you had even let him touch you. Can you hear me? What's your name? You could not speak, just laid amazed at all the damage. As the high school's letting out, all the kids are saying the same thing that they used to. It's an alien. It's an alien. It's an hospital food, there's never enough medication. The doctor asks about your ears. He said your mom said you were made from revelation. Revelation never scares. Your fear came from your drunken dad and a pair of scissors. Just finally letting go. Or did you mean to take out all those people with you? Didn't mean to.
Difficult when you were discussing when you were doing the film score and the kind of exploration you were doing and bringing together two voices and finding so many ways, treatments, layers, mm-hmm. all this stuff to make those voices larger than life. You guys are probably really deep in the grass.
Oh yeah, like crazy people for sure. And that's why it was super important to take this record to other producers, because we worked, you know, for like 8 weeks on it with this incredible producer, Catherine Marks. She left. Robert and I spent 2 or 3 months working on it ourselves with one of our collaborators that we've always worked on our records with, this guy Dan Hannon. And We had the record at about 85% finished, but we just, like you just said, we were stuck in our own, we were in our own way. And so we took it out here to LA to John Congleton's studio. And John was gracious enough to basically, we sat in his room and made weird sounds for a week and tried to find these missing pieces. And we were asking him and people around us difficult questions like, is this song good? You know, and scared of the answer that, you know, but we wanted someone to be honest with us about what we'd been doing and see if we were even close to the right track. And so once we got that assurance from people we trusted and that we were working with to complete the record, that's when we realized, okay, we could work on this for another 6 months, but this feels like it's done, you know, and it felt complete at that point to kind of put our finishing touches on it and you know, make sure our families didn't kill us.
And you also, I think at one point you also leaned into a guy who just has one of the purest in terms of a bedside manner and a respect for what artists are trying to create. Jonathan Wilson's another guy who, he understands the torture
he does
that songwriters are going through, and he just seems to be a guy who is there to help facilitate and understand. Like what do they call those birthwise or midwives?
Midwife.
He's like a midwife.
He's an audio midwife.
He helps deliver.
He does. He was an awesome guy to work with. Where, you know, we really felt the songs were really close to being finished, but he was able to come in and add a couple of little strokes, you know, on top of what we had that took it, you know, in our minds from 98% to 99%. And we were really fortunate that these people wanted to work with us, you know, and were into not doing the whole record with us, but coming in and just kind of lending their ear to the record, which, you know, we were really grateful.
Turn off the alarm. Wonder where you are. Be a page in your book if you let me. Miles and miles of drums. Staying in a coffee cup. The truth will start to creep in if you let it. I wanted to know each part, wanna know each part of you. Yellow SUV, Britney Spears on the ceiling. Your tan skin felt like universal envy. Pulling up to Rob's, some Camel Lights, a Verso. You'd look my way, but you weren't talking to me. And I wanted to know each part, wanna know each part of you. Give it 13 years. Both your legs up, you're crying. Trying to push your life out from your belly. And I'm a water boy. Overwhelmed by the screaming. Your clenched teeth, nails dug deep into my meaning. When I still wanna know each part, wanna know each part of you. Yeah, I still wanna know part, wanna know each part of you. Ooh, you. I still wanna know each part, wanna know each part of you.
It's been seriously beautiful delivery of the songs and a beautiful delivery of an album, A Black Mile to the Surface. Manchester Orchestra, those of you who go into the Hollywood Cemetery Forever, you're in for a treat. But as we said, get ready. They're going to be here on September 14th at the Novo and September 15th at the Observatory. And they were here today, and with much appreciation, it's been Manchester Orchestra live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You got it.